Today on the show, we talked to Dennis Hoff from Nevada. He owns a series of brothels, legal prostitution in Nevada in certain towns, and he owns them. And we'll speak to him as we talk a little bit of sex today on the show, baby.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
They definitely will get a bit weird.
Whatever.
No, he's interrupting me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm talking about me. I'm Ron Van Dam. Hey, stop that. Stop it right now. I can't believe you're doing that right in front of me. Let me turn my back. It's still bothering me. Stop it. How you doing? Welcome to the program, making believe that I can see you and that I'm having conversation with you, but I'm not, quite obviously. I don't know what the hell you're doing, nor do I care. What a pleasure it is for me to be with you and for you to be with me. This is a mutual pleasure thing going on between us. Are you feeling pleasure right now? Today we are going to talk about feeling pleasure. We're going to talk about, your favorite subject, sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
I know what your favorite.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Coming up, Dennis Hoff, a little bit later in the program. He is the owner of the Bunny Ranch. It's been around since decades and decades and decades and decades. In certain towns in Nevada, if the population is low enough, Nevada allows prostitution. Not in Las Vegas, not in Reno. Too many people there. As a matter of fact, if you're a prostitute in those cities, they will hook your ass and slap you up against a car, mother. Yeah, I don't know why I said it that way, but I did. they will treat you bad. However, in certain towns in Nevada, you can actually have, Dennis Hoff actually has a number of brothels, and they are legal. I don't believe there are any other houses of prostitution that are legal in this country except for Dennis Hoff's Bunny Ranch places. And I guess you would liken them to a strip club or a gentleman's club, only it's not just lap dances, it's like your entire body. It's like real lap. You have sex there is what you do. And it's very well regulated in the sense that the girls are tested on a regular basis. I believe it's weekly to make sure that they have no transmittable sexual diseases or sexual diseases that aren't even transmittable. Why? Who wants a sexual disease at all? Raise your hand if you want a sexual disease. Okay, now raise your hand if you want popcorn. Okay, see, more people want popcorn. The guys have to wear condoms, so it's very well regulated, and basically you get a chicka bow wow room, you go there and you choose your girl. Either you've had relations with the girl before, or like in a brothel, you choose your girl and you have a good time with them. You arrange how long you want to have a good time, and you pay accordingly. Now, many people listening to this show may be religious and may say, well, you shall go to hell, the flame stone shall consume you, and you shall burn like a cookie in a piece of crap. And that's not a quote, by the way. And I get it, you know, I get that. Other people have a good time doing the Chicky Bow Wow. I don't know. Some of them probably are married. Many of them probably are not. Dennis tells me that they have an entrance in back of all the brothels, which is they have high walls and it's shielded from the public. And he has limousines that pick up celebrities and politicians, baby. Politicians, he says. A lot of sports figures, they go to the brothel and they have their chickabow-wow time. And then they leave and nobody ever knows. He says you would be amazed at who shows up at his place. He does name some celebrities that do go there and have gone there in the past. And he says that as long as it's well-controlled and well-regulated, as he does, then it's perfectly fine. The moral issues of it are totally up to you. That's not his judgment. He simply provides a service for those that request it. And let me tell you something. Now we're going to get into the theory of relativity. Let me tell you something. I personally think it's just wonderful. Not that I would go there necessarily. I'm just saying that I think it's well run, and I think if you're in a position to do something like that, then go do it. I mean, if you're single, fine. If you're married and you want to live life on the edge and the possibility of losing everything you have, okay, you know, whatever, you know, people have affairs normally anyway, a lot of people do, so why not have it properly regulated in a place where it's done well and properly, if you're going to do that kind of crap. We're making you uncomfortable. Look at you. Look at you. Look at your face turning red. What's wrong with you? Come on. We're just having a conversation. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. And don't be angry either. There's all kinds of people in the world. You know, in other countries, this is perfectly legal. Amsterdam is apparently has, if you walk down certain streets in Amsterdam, in Holland, for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, they actually have girls that are in the window, scantily clad. I don't know if they're naked or scantily clad. I think they're just scantily clad. But they stand in the window like mannequin dummies in a Macy's window, like a department store window. And you walk by and you see the prostitutes standing there and moving their little chicanos. And if you see one that you like, you go in and you pick them out of the window and then you go have sex with them for a fee. There's no testing there. There are probably many diseases involved. I don't know. I mean, there are probably pimps involved. I don't know. I've never done that or been there. But what Dennis Hoff is doing is he's controlling it. It's like the marijuana thing, you know. You can buy drugs and marijuana, but, you know, from the dark market, so to speak, illegally. And now marijuana has been legalized in certain areas, and it's controlled. The quality of it is controlled and all that stuff. Well, this is even more controlled. So, you know, it's that or you get yourself a seedy little hotel room somewhere. Look, I'm still making you uncomfortable. Look at you. What's wrong with you? Come on. Come on. I know you wouldn't do that. I know that. I know you. I know you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't. I know that. I understand. I'm just saying. For those that want, there is a service that provides. It's like the Ashley Madison thing. I mean, there were millions of guys on that website looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for just sexual contacts, behind the door. Naughty boys. There were naughty boys. And I'm naughty girls, I guess. Someone wanted that stuff, and somebody provided that service. Look how uncomfortable you are. That is really interesting.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me. Let's talk about sex.
Come on. I mean, I'm not saying the kids should listen to the show today. Not the kids would ever listen to this show anyway. I don't do shows like that. Kids really shouldn't listen to this show anyway, because it's not that I'm dirty or nasty or anything. It's just that you shouldn't do it. You just shouldn't have the kids do it.
Let's tell it like it is and how it could be. How it was and, of course, how it should be.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam.
That's big.
I wish I could listen to it,
no,
too.
No.
But sometimes he says bad things.
No, you can't hear this show today. No. I've played this before. We've spoken to Dennis Hoff, the owner of the Bunny Ranch locations in Nevada before. I think about three times before already. And here's part of the fun. I mean, we've done this before, but if you're a new listener, how you doing? Good to see you. You're looking really nice. Thanks for listening. Hope you make it a weekday habit. We do this every weekday, Monday through Friday. That's what weekdays are, just to fill you in case you don't know what weekdays are. By the morning, there's a brand new show. It's radio on demand. You just go into your internet and go to this website or wherever the hell you are listening to this. And every weekday, you'll find a new show. And yes, we can form a relationship, not a kinky one and not one that gets a little weird or awkward. I'm just saying, here I am. Here I am for your edification. I'm your puppet radio boy. If you call Dennis Hoff's Bunny Ranch, you will get a recording. A recording unlike any other recording that you could possibly get. This is not like calling Comcast or the Registry of Motor Vehicles. This recording is a bit different. This is what you hear when you call the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. Here it comes. We're trying it.
Hello, this is Madam Suzette. Thank you for calling Sagebrush Ranch, a fine addition to Dennis Hoff's collection of cat houses. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Otherwise, listen to the following options.
Okay.
Press 1 for directions to the Sagebrush Ranch. Press 2 to make an appointment with one of our starlets. Press 3 for limo and sedan services.
Mm-hmm.
Press 4 for employment opportunities. Press 5 for sex prices. Press 6 to hear one of our starlets in action. Or press 0 to speak to one of our customer service representatives.
This is Hollywood. You want to come please me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm at the Sagebrush Ranch waiting for you. Yeah. I'm right there. Harder.
Oh boy.
God, this is so good.
Oh boy.
We accept Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. Oh but don't forget, cash is king. Yeah? Yeah, baby, come see me.
Exiting the system.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye. My favorite part is when the lady at the end says, exiting the system. Not a truer word be spoken. Thank you for the sex, young lady. I shall now be exiting the system. I think the most amazing thing about that entire phone call, most amazing thing, is that they accept Discover. Nobody else does. I'm surprised. Whatever happened to Diners Club? Do they still have that, or did that just like totally go away? Diners Club. I am the club. I am the club for dining. I don't know. What would you use the card for? Anything but dining? I have no idea whatsoever. I don't think they took it at Friendly's. I don't think a lot of people take Discover either. I don't know. I'm not sure. I kind of don't think so. But they do. So that's fine. And that's good. All right. So Dennis Hoff coming up a little bit later, or pretty soon in the program. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
Kind of a sexy show today, I suppose. Have you heard about the new woman's contraception? Yes, the woman's Viagra. It's supposed to, I suppose, from what I understand, not being a woman myself, that when you get into your more mature years, I think that's a beautiful way of putting it, in your more mature years, you start to lose your sexual drive. It happens both in men and women. Interesting part is that the men and the women never say that to each other. Even if you're married, you just don't tell the other person that you're losing your sexual drive. For both a man and a woman, especially for a man, that's something you don't want to tell other people. Even if it's your partner, you don't want to do that. It just takes you out of the core. It emasculates you, defeminizes you, and you become basically empty simply because your body, as it gets older, loses some of those chemicals that make you horny. So they're coming out with pro-horny drugs is what they're doing. And it's not really a female Viagra, because Viagra does not make you horny. Viagra simply, once you achieve the horny feeling and the erection, so to speak, as they call it, it will maintain it physically so that you can use the little flagpole. Women, it's different. This drug apparently is supposed to make you horny. And I'm wondering, why isn't there a drug for men that make you horny? Because a lot of men aren't getting horny anymore. So I'm looking for a horny drug. So I want to create a horny drug. And I'm going to call it Ron's Horny Drug. And I'm looking for investors and scientists and chemists to come up with a formula that will make you horny as a guy when you become more mature in your age. I think this is a wonderful idea. That or I'm going to sell pencils. One or the other. I'm going to come up with something. A lot easier just to buy pencils wholesale and just sell them on the street corner. But I want to do something for society, you know. I want to get everybody horny. I think if everybody were horny, then they would kind of just stop being so stupid and concentrate on being horny. I think it'd be great. I wish they had. I don't know if they have something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah, Ron, it's called porn. Well, even for some guys, that doesn't work. And even if it is called porn, there should be a, man, there's a pill for everything. I mean, there's a pill if you're, you know, there's Ritalin if you get overly crazy. I mean, there's pills for anxiety. There's pills for blood pressure, cholesterol, high cholesterol, actually. There's pills for arthritis. There's pills for headaches. There's pills for all kinds of pain. Why can't you take a pill to get yourself horny? It can be made up of oyster extract. I don't know if oysters make you horny. They say it does. I once ate like 3 pounds of oysters, and I didn't. First of all, it's very expensive. I didn't get horny. I just got sick. I started throwing up for 3 days, by the way. I lost a lot of weight, so it wasn't horrible. But still, that doesn't do it either. So, what does make people horny? Well, there's the world of strange and undiscussable fetishes. Difficult to talk about because they are so specific and personalized, but males and females both have little tinges of fetishes, some of them quite explosively obvious, others subtle and very controlled. There are foot fetishes where people just love to have their feet touched and dressed up in little puppet costumes. There are food fetishes where people like to take various food items and insert them into various parts of the body. There are fetishes that involve adrenaline, where people like to have sex in an open field, where it's just a different place, and it's like ooh, and people get excited about having sex in a closet in a public place or in a public restroom because you never know if someone's going to walk in there any second, and that makes it exciting, and that promotes. There's all kinds of fetishes, but the strangest fetish of all is, wow, I can't even discuss it. Well, I alluded to the fetish before. It's the fetish with pencils. What you do is you go to Staples, Office Max, or whatever you call those places, and you buy about 3 gross of pencils, some pretty gross pencils. You get like 500 pencils. They don't have to be sharp. They can just be the stubs with the erasers on them. They can be the little stupid miniature golf pencils, which are really, you know, not proper. It, you know, it's like, it's not right. You put the pencils on a bed, and then you have wild, passionate sex surrounded by pencils. It's amazing. People who have pencil fetishes love women in pencil skirts, and they do love to play miniature golf. It's just a whole pencil world. I don't think many people know about the pencil fetish. That's because it doesn't exist. I just made it up. Hey, everybody, let's polka. Polka music doesn't turn you on, I don't know what will. Okay, fine. Let's speak to our guest. Dennis Hoff joins us now. We've spoken to him many times before. Everybody loves conversations with Dennis. He joins us now from Nevada. Of course, he is the name behind the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and all the subsidiaries in Nevada. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a great day at the Bunny Ranch. The weather's perfect, and the girls are hot.
It's hot outside and hot inside.
Now, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, first of all, I understand that you're having a big party coming up.
Big party. 16 years of me and the owner of the Lakers, Johnny Buss, having a birthday party. And it's when you have a party that got 150 girls, Flavor Flav and Ron Jeremy host the party, it's a party.
It sounds like a party. Now, I assume it's a closed private party?
It is a private party, and of course we invite our customers. If you know, if people are in the ranch partying that night, everybody gets an invitation. And so it tends to be a busy night because people want to go to the party. There'll be a couple hundred people at the door that, sure, that aren't on the security list and won't come in. Everybody ever wanted to meet on Celebrity Rehab will be there. Heidi Fleiss, China, the wrestler, 50 from Crazy Town. Wow. All my crazy friends.
Wow, okay. And a lot of crazy friends that don't want to know that they're crazy friends, but they show up anyway. I think one of the most fascinating things about what you do is the fact we've talked about so many times that you actually have limos that go out and pick certain people up, or they can arrive in a limo, but it's a private entrance. You can't take pictures in the area. It's all done very high security-wise. And they can just come and go as they please without being seen.
Well, absolutely. You know, what we're really selling is privacy and discretion.
Yep.
You know, we're not going to put your info out there. You're not going to get your picture taken unless you want it taken. And that's what we sell. And, yeah, and that's what we've done here for 60 years now. And can you imagine that? I need a big sign up there over a billion served or something. A service.
Serviced. That's, that would be funny, actually. Do some like golden arches of a different kind. Golden cervix, I don't know. Hey, Dennis, let's talk about security, if we may. Of course, the Ashley Madison situation came up, and then there's the recent federal bust of rentboy.com. And it when things like that happen, people stop for a second and they go, oh, do I have to be careful here? What's going on?
Well, absolutely. They do need to be careful. You know, I'm just surprised it took so long with things like Rent Boy. Imagine being a far right-wing politician or a minister and finding your name on Mint Boy.
Yeah.
That just ruins your life. And the same way with Ashley Madison. There's been numerous suicides, I understand.
Correct.
Even people from the Vatican on that list. The Duggar boy that we banned for life at the Bunny Ranch about 6 months ago because of his inappropriate actions. And so you're going to get outed. And with the Ashley Madison thing, what I was really troubled about is that they've got their kinks and their twists and whatever you're into on that site. And it's like, wow, not only are you getting outed, but they're telling you what you're into as far as your sexual preferences. And it's just a mess. And what we do is this. We don't keep any information in our computers. So somebody comes in and uses their credit card. It's billed very discreetly.
Right.
If you Google search the name, you'll never find it.
Right.
We look at the driver's license. We swipe the card.
Yeah.
And that's it. Nothing goes on our computer. Nothing. If you you get into our computers, you're gonna see how my weight loss is going.
How's it doing, buddy?
I'm not bad. It's always a struggle.
Yeah, that's true. You're gonna see
who I'm dating, my travel schedule. Yeah. And so go ahead and hack into our computers, hackers. You're not gonna get it. It's gonna be real boring.
Well, that's the same stuff you'd find on somebody's Facebook page. That's not a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't keep celebrities' information. Okay. We don't keep anybody's information because what we're selling is privacy and discretion.
Yeah.
The ability to come in here, do what you want to do for the time you want to do it, not judge you because, like Andy Kaufman, Andy Kaufman liked to wrestle the girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's depicted in his movie.
Yeah.
It's in Bob Samuda's book. And it was a good friend of the Bunny Ranch. In fact, he stayed here last night. And so, you know, we don't have that information. We just don't want it.
Yeah.
Because whatever can happen will happen. And so we don't want that information. And I just feel so bad for these people that are going to the Red Boys and Ashley Madison's and even the people that are going on Backstage and trying to find illegal sex, and then ended up with an underage girl and going to prison for it, getting caught in a sting operation.
Yep.
It just legalized the business. Just legalize it. Make it legal.
Yes, but when you legalize a business, you have to have it done right, and that's what you've been doing. But it has to be. Well, you self-regulate in a sense. You make sure that it's as safe, clean, plausible, and wonderful as it can be. But that's I guess you're doing it, and other places can't. Of course, it's illegal in most of the United States, but it has to be done right. So you're saying that if it was legalized, then it would be controlled. But I don't know if they would even control it as well as you do.
Well, they'd have to put in the laws and just use my model. You know,
yeah.
I spoke in Amsterdam. And Amsterdam's been selling sex for like 600-700 years.
Yes, they have.
And they did, but this wasn't legal.
Right.
And so I went over there, I think, in 99, and I told them how we do it. And they implemented some of the things we do, but they missed a couple key components. And now it's still a mess over there.
Yeah.
You got to listen. I mean, I've spoken at Oxford University. I've spoken at famed Dublin's Trinity College. I spoke at the Sorbonne 4 months ago in Paris. And I try to teach everybody, and some of them listen, some of them don't. You know, that there's always that objection to the moral issue.
Sure.
And I tell them all, look at, okay, so you got a moral issue with this. You don't have a moral issue with all the sex trafficking that's going on in every city in America?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You know, you either have to enforce the laws or change them and do legalization.
Correct. Now, I talked to one of the girls a couple of months ago, and I have a question that I didn't ask her. She said that they are tested on a regular basis to make sure that they are clean and healthy, And I thought that was like, wow, that's definitely the right way to go. But then I thought, like, what about the guys that come in or whatever? How do you know that they are clean?
Well, what the girls do is they're trained. You know, the state has people that come out and give classes, uh-huh. and they train to the girls to inspect the guys and what to look for.
I see.
So, you know, we started in 1981 using condoms, and it wasn't even required by the state at mm-hmm. that time. And it just works. Barrier protection,
right?
And weekly testing works. We have no problems at all.
Right.
And then guys say, I don't want to use a condom. Well, if you use the right kind and have the proper installation
yep.
and lubricants, you don't even know it's there.
Right.
You don't. I'm telling you, you don't even know it's there.
Oh, they're going to be so excited, they're not even going to care.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
Come on. Come on. Come on, that's not a thing. It's not, you know. This isn't a familiar person. It's a good looking hot person, and that's, you know, that's going to do it for you. Take it easy. Now, okay. It's interesting when you call the Moonlight Bunny Ranch and many of the other locations that you have. I'm very pleased by the way that one is greeted with the various options. And you can even speak to a customer service person when you call. If you hit zero at the end of the list, it's very, very friendly. It's friendlier than most companies are, where you never talk to a person at all and you get no information whatsoever.
And I hate that. You know, I had a thing with Overstock just a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And I ordered some drapes for our VIP suite
yep.
and different curtain rods to go with it. Well, one of them was something I didn't want. I ordered three, and I only needed two.
Uh-huh.
And I spent an hour in their chat trying to fix it with
yep.
some person in some crazy country. And I say that because I could see the way they typed.
You can tell.
But they didn't understand English.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare. But I would have just, if I could have just picked up the phone and talked to somebody and said, hey, you know, this is what I did. I ordered three. I only need two. Fix it.
Right.
So I ended up, after an hour, canceling the entire order
mm-hmm.
And then going back and reordering everything. And then I get somebody, an email from their department saying, why did you cancel this order? What was wrong? And I just exploded on them. And
yeah.
It's just like I hate that stuff, these call centers and chat centers in foreign countries. Put Americans to work. Our unemployment rate is not that low. Put everybody to work.
Well, that's true. I mean, of course, the idea is to keep a customer, make customer happy. My goodness, what could be more of an example of keeping a customer happy than what you do?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, that's what we're about. Everybody walks out with a smile, when you make a purchase, no matter what it is, you either have a good buying experience and a quality product or a bad one.
Yeah.
And we just thrive to make sure everybody's happy when they leave here.
Yeah. Now, I understand that you are able to actually marry people.
Yeah. So, you know, I did get ordained years ago. I married a radio host, actually. Mm-hmm. And his wife, and they've got a good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, well, let's put it out to the public. And so I do weddings. And in fact, when the same-sex marriage came out in the Supreme Court, that I decided to do free weddings, bachelor or bachelorette parties, the wedding the next day, and let them have the honeymoon suite at the Bunny Ranch
for
their honeymoon. And it's been very successful. I think I've done like 28 of them now.
Wow. Fun.
Yeah. Well, you don't even have to bring your own bridesmaids. I got them for you.
Yeah. Just, that's true. It's true. And just as an information for people listening, no one's forcing anybody to do this, but what Dennis is doing in the Bunny Ranch Enterprise is they're providing a service for something that you may want. For every need and want of a customer, there is a place to go. And that's what he's doing, and he does it like the best of anybody. So it's a really cool thing. And this is in Nevada, where it is perfectly legal as long as it's in cities and towns that have a certain low population, I understand.
Absolutely. It's not legal in Las Vegas, not legal in Reno. People think it is because you got guys on the street slapping their hands. And,
oh, it's very illegal.
We'll get a girl to you quicker than a pizza.
No.
You can get a pizza. They've got billboard trucks everywhere advertising girls. Yeah. Well, it's all illegal activity.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it under the guise of escort. But when you call there, there's no telling what's going to happen. There's so many sting operations there. Poor tourists are getting arrested all the time, thinking that the business is legal in Las Vegas. It's not legal.
Yeah.
And also, none of these girls that are working illegal are getting tested.
Right.
They're not concerned about that. The rule in Nevada is if you get arrested for prostitution, then you must be tested for STDs.
Right.
And they just arrested the 1,000th girl working with HIV.
Wow.
Working with HIV. Huh. It's unconscionable.
Yeah, and it's amazing that people don't even care when they engage in that service in that sense, when there's a right way to do it. There's a right way to do everything. I mean, even legalize marijuana. There you go. Hey.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
If you have a legal alternative, you're going to take it.
Right.
The sad thing is that if the illegal alternative is not there, then it's in the hands of the criminals, evidenced by marijuana. You know, now the drug cartel is backing off of marijuana because it's not illegal enough for them.
Correct.
So they're big into heroin. They've dropped the bottom out of the heroin price.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they'll raise it back up when they get everybody hooked.
Yeah.
They're really into underage sex trafficking, and it's just a mess, an absolutely mess. And so, if there's a legal alternative, people are going to take it.
Wonderful. The Bunny Ranch, of course, is online, and you can get all the information you need. It's just a lot of fun. If you have any questions, ask questions. And I don't know, whatever one's opinion is of prostitution and that type of entertainment, I mean, people have their opinions and not, but if you're going to, then you go to the best place, and Dennis has got that going. I think he's the sole survivor.
Well, what I tell everybody is look, it's not for everybody.
No, it's not.
The Bunny Ranch is like church or Walmart. You only go if you need some.
Well, I don't think Mike Huckabee is going to pull up in a limo, although he could.
Well, I can tell you this.
Don't say.
You'd be very surprised at the conservative people that come in here. In fact, we did a survey for Larry Flint when they were after Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
We did a survey, and the survey came up that our client base is 60% Democrat, 40% Republican. But the Republicans are the ones that are really ramp up the kinky stuff, the bondage, cage, and fetishes and all that.
That so totally does not surprise me. Hey, it's always fun speaking to you. Let's do it again in a period of time.
I look forward to it. We'll get some of the girls on and have some fun with them, too. You know, there's some really sharp girls, you know, like Brooke Taylor's got a great education. She's part of our TV show, and Let's get somebody booked down there.
So cool. Hey, we'll talk to you soon, Dennis.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great fun.
Bye bye. Dennis Hoff, give him a hand. Give him whatever he wants. Hey, we'll get some girls on next time. What do you think? Hey, have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. So tell me, did you enjoy today's show?
It was unbelievably painful.